Welcome to the Mouth to Lee podcast, possibly the shortest episode ever, but one we are incredibly thankful for and being able to do. This is basically for us to say thank you and wish everybody a happy Christmas, even though we know it's a tough time of year. But both me and Sean are here to let you know that we are here and this never stops for us. So thank you so much for everybody who has listened in this year, Series 3 and Series 4. It's been incredible. So we're thankful, aren't we, mate?
Absolutely, yeah. And yeah, we're just glad that everyone is here with us as well, along for the ride. The listener figures are always very validating for us. I always say, I've talked about him many a time. I don't know who he is, but if you're him, I love you. Our one listener in Guatemala. You and everyone else means so much to us, and it's what keeps us going. And it just inspires us to keep going as well. And we've got a lot coming in next year. 2026 is going to be an exciting one for us, having launched Nexus Fertility earlier this year in 25. We've just spent the last few months feeling it out and testing what works and what the community wants as well. And I don't think we're ever going to fully figure it out, but we feel like we're moving into the new year in an exciting place. A lot of changes have happened behind the scenes. And we're looking forward to really kicking on with it in 2026.
Yeah, I can't believe it's 2026. Goes so fast, doesn't it? But as you said, we launched Nexus back in April and it was an incredible thing for us. That could easily be my highlight. But I do have one moment in time that really emphasized to me what we were doing and how important this is. And that was our first meetup. That was my highlight of the year, man. Back in the summer when we all stuffed into that hot pub. And it was incredible. We had 18 guys turn up and we left that knowing that the work we were doing was really important. And looking forward to so, so much more next year.
Yeah, that is like what we said, figuring out what people want. And that was one of the key things. People just want connection. Men want to be with others who you can have a laugh with, but you can also talk about the real nitty gritty of infertility and the struggles of trying to conceive and being with guys who just get it. And I've said it a few times. So the one you're referencing there is the first ever one we did in London.
Yeah.
But I've said it on a few other podcasts recently. Yeah, I've been cheating on us, by the way. I've been guesting on other podcasts.
So I've known for a while.
but when I did the Bristol one, it was amazing. And this one guy turned up about half an hour or 40 minutes late or something. And as he walked into the room, we were talking about speeding fines. And you could see the look on his face. He was like, am I in the right place? And then he saw me and recognized me and was like, oh, all right, yeah, cool. And then, but it was that kind of, that flip-flopping between real stuff, like proper vulnerable chat but brave as well, real strength behind that. And then just talking about something completely innocuous, like speeding fines or football or whatever. Yeah, and that's the beauty of those spaces is that we hold that and it means so much to us both to be able to facilitate that. Because we say that we don't, we just put this on. What makes it great is the guys that show up, whether it's online, in person, on the WhatsApp support group. That's what makes the community. We've just facilitated it. We've created it. And it's like over to everyone else who are the gatekeepers of that amazing community.
Yeah, 100%. I think what you've just emphasized there, mate, is the fact of there is so much more to every guy in our community or in the community than just fertility. We are just normal guys going about normal life, but we have to navigate this challenging thing called fertility. And it doesn't happen to everybody, but for those that it does, we're there to support them.
It supports us as well, though, because like I've said it many a time as well, you don't go through it. You live with it. Like everything that we do helps ourselves as well. And you and I have many a chat, like voice notes and et cetera, like bringing each other through and, yeah, and that's what it's all about. It's not just for the here and now. It's for as and when and whenever, for however long, for whoever.
Yeah, 100%, man. Got a lot to look forward to. There's a lot going on next year. We're not going to spill the beans too much, but lots going on, a lot to look forward to, and some big news coming in the new year. So I think we'll wrap it up there. Excuse the Christmas pun.
Yeah. When you said spill the beans, my immediate thought was I haven't got any beans to spill.
Before we go, though, mate, I want to say thanks to you, though. because you have helped me through a lot of stuff that people don't know about. Like, we do have those talks, and I couldn't do this without you, mate. So I really appreciate you. You're a true friend, buddy.
I would love to say it in response, but nah, you're a dick.
That's why you don't respond to me. It's just me, voice notes. I don't get voice notes back.
I just do a thumbs up, a muggy thumbs up. Now, of course, mate, it's a two-way street. And yeah, we've said many a time, I don't think we would have come this far on our own, because we pick each other up when we need to. So it's all good.
100%. And for our listeners, thank you. And we will see you on the 7th of January when we launch season 5. Can you believe season 5? Incredible.
Nice. It's good.
Thanks, everyone. We hope you do have a peaceful Christmas and New Year. You know where we are if you need anything. And yeah, thanks for listening.